KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:26. Still some light rain, 51 degrees, and it is time now for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Educated choice.
Need some help finding the perfect gift? Give them what they really want, the Visa gift card. These prepaid cards can be used wherever Visa debit cards are accepted. So simplify your shopping. Just visit us at 310 West 12th or at our branch location at 24th and Industrial and purchase your gift cards today.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, and it is time now for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President and CEO Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ron. How are you all this morning? What a beautiful rainy morning, though, right?
Boy, we needed the rain, and a lot of us are now 3/4 of an inch to an inch so far. So not a drought buster, but definitely needed.
Definitely. Thank you. So thanks to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for sponsoring this spot for us. We really appreciate their support for Tech Talk. I also want to congratulate Brent Thomas. I'm so happy to learn about the provost announcement and that he'll be taking the helm as provost with Emporia State. Brent Thomas and I both went to Missouri State University, and so our paths have crossed, and we've had a lot of good conversations here in the community related to health care initiatives. So I look forward to him serving in that role.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Karen, it is commencement time. That's always a happy time. And looks like your numbers are good, and you have some commencement activities coming up here in just a handful of days, don't you?
We do, and I have invited Brenda Carmichael, our Dean of Enrollment Management, to share with us a little bit about our pinning ceremony and our graduation ceremony that are scheduled for Friday this week.
Outstanding. Well, Brenda, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Well, what's, I guess, from between now and Friday afternoon, Friday evening, really what's left to do from your perspective here to get ready here for the nurse pinning and the official winter commencement?
The week has been busy with preparing for the end of the semester and commencement activities. Our nursing pinning is on Friday at 4 p.m., and commencement is Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Humanitarian Center in that auditorium. So prior to both of those events, we have practice for our students so that they can experience the commencement activities and be prepared for Friday evening.
I have to ask about the practice side of things, because that's something we've never really discussed. But it's one of those things you got to do in order to make sure everything goes smoothly, right?
It does help.
I had a meeting that I was supposed to attend Friday morning, and it is at the same time as practice, and I was terrified to miss practice because what if I turned left instead of right?
Yeah, that could throw the whole thing off.
Minor details.
Right. Yeah. bring things to a screeching halt, you know, something like that could happen. Well, Brenda, what about your numbers? How many nurses will be pinned, and what kind of numbers are you looking for at the Humanitarian Center Auditorium on Friday night?
Okay. We have 12 nursing students that will be pinned here at the main campus at 4 p.m. on Friday. And we have 37 graduates walking at the Humanitarian Center Friday evening.
That pretty standard number here for you, or kind of in the range of the past few years here for the Tech College?
It's been the range for the last several years. For the winter commencement, most of our graduates walk in May, so that number is larger in May.
Understood. What's going to be the schedule here, and I guess the flow of the event coming up here for the official commencement activities Friday at the Humanitarian Center?
Okay. So our commencement ceremony will begin at 6:30. We'll have some faculty members that will sing the national anthem, which is always a blessing to hear them sing. And one year, the whole entire audience chimed in, so I'm hoping that will happen again. That's a beautiful thing. So for those that will be attending, feel free to sing along. Then we'll have our commencement speaker, president, vice presidents, say a few words, and our students will be able to walk across the stage.
Pretty easy process. President Daugherty, do you know what you're going to be telling the graduates here, or are you still kind of fleshing out your words of wisdom for them?
Oh, well, I'm still fleshing out those words of wisdom. No, it is, in general, it's certainly a happy time for the families. I think it's important for us to recognize the faculty and their support of the students, the employees, the staff, the advising group, the recruiters, so office management, everyone who really helped that student get across the line, as well as their family members. And so it will be a message just along those lines that I think it's critically important for us to recognize so many of the variables that influence the success of a student who is able to get across that line. Because as you're well aware, and I think we even heard Dr. Thomas mention in his spot, you know, graduation rates are not easy. It's not easy. It's easy to start college. It's not easy to finish college. And for those students who make it across the line, we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to help them get across that line. And it becomes a challenge. Life gets in the way. And so essentially, you know what? The community just heard it. So there it is.
Well, President Daugherty, how has the fall semester went at Flint Hills Tech College? And if it has been good, do you feel a good sense of momentum heading into 2023?
I do. I am very pleased with, I'm in my third semester with the college, a year and a half. I'm very pleased with the kinds of support of our programs, the growth of our programs, the efforts and the initiatives. We have a new Wrangler Ranch that serves some of the students' hygiene and food insecurity needs. We have the celebration with Michelin, who was able to have a national signing day. VecTech also has provided students some scholarships. We had the announcement, obviously, with Fanestel and Dan and Jan Smoots. So if we, you know, certainly encapsulate everything that happened this semester and that for the college, and we can move that momentum forward, I'll take it. It's and as I share with folks, at any moment it can change, and we all understand that in higher education. But we are determined to serve the needs of our community. In January, I already have my talking points for Tech Talk, because we've got a few things that, you know, we have a new early childhood program starting. We have posted right now a position for an economic partnerships that would work with non-credit side of our operations. So a lot of new opportunities and potential moving forward still.
Outstanding. Brenda, what's your take here on, I guess, things as they close out here the winter term and really how things have gone here so far this fall semester?
This semester has been great. Our students have been very appreciative of the different initiatives that we've done and providing customer service to our students. Our students always are complimentary of that, you know, as they are walking across the stage, and whenever we follow up with them for our employment job placement survey. Also, I'm very excited to announce that Richard Johnson, one of our emergency services graduates, a local Emporia firefighter as well, will be our commencement speaker. So very excited to have him talk about that. And being part of, like our president just mentioned, starting our Wrangler Ranch, our food pantry for our students, and being head of that and having a lot of local sponsorship. Our community is just very gracious, and we appreciate all of the support for Flint Hills Technical College students and graduates.
Well, it's always a special time, commencement, and Flint Hills Technical College has the winter nursing pinning happening at the Tech College this Friday from 4 until 5, and then the winter commencement at the Humanitarian Center Auditorium at 6:30 on Friday. Well, congratulations on a very successful fall semester. Always good to talk to you both, and we wish you both a very festive and happy holiday season.
Thank you, Ron, and to you and your family as well. Best of the holiday season to you also, Chuck.
Hey, you too. And Brenda, the same to you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays. You. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you both. That is Dr. Karen Daugherty, who is president and CEO of Flint Hills Technical College, along with Brenda Carmichael. Brenda is the Dean of Enrollment Management at Flint Hills Technical College, and with this month's edition of Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning. It's 836.